Distorted View Daily proudly presents The Struggles of a Tranny.
I want to go get a new pussy and clitoris in Thailand, but the bastards over there want to charge me between 30 to 50% extra because I have HIV. Now, do I look like I'm getting ready to die? Don't answer that, whore. Because I'm not. I'm perfectly healthy. And, hell, my immune system is better than most people without HIV. But the assholes over there are charging extra to make a profit. And I'm going to fight the fuckers. Even if I have to get a new clitoris and vagina here in the United States.
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boop boop.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
Yes, hey freaks, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday podcast. Got a great, rather short show, and I'll explain why. DistortedView.com has been having some technical difficulties lately. As a matter of fact, many of you probably thought that there haven't been shows because the feed hasn't been updated since like the 31st of May. I've been here. I've been doing shows. Apparently no one's been listening, though. So we've had some problems with the RSS feed, it not updating in iTunes, and then the actual website itself was a giant mess as I was trying to redesign it in vain. But we got all the problems taken care of. If you're Sideshow Freaks, you probably didn't notice any problems because you're on a separate server, separate feed. Another great perk of the Sideshow there. But you guys might have some programs to catch up on if you haven't been following me on Facebook, because a lot of times I'll post shows on Facebook. You can listen right from there. If you went to the website, you could probably download the shows there, but I think most people use the feed. So again, I apologize for all the problems. New website is up, semi-functional right now. Looks a lot better than what it was looking like for the past week or so. So all those problems have been worked out. As for today, right now, though, I have some audio I want to share with you, but before we do that, DV listener Matt from Kansas sent in a link. This is to a website called comeonfood.net. It's pretty much what you think it is. The one and only Come On Food Fetish Forum. If you like the idea of eating cookies, biscuits, meat, or maybe mashed potatoes with jizz on it, well, this is the website for you. So Matt from Kansas sent me a link to a particularly interesting thread. This is the Share Your First Come On Food Story. A member named All Natural started this thread. He says, "We all remember our first time, right? Tell us about your first come on food experience. What kind of food was it? Were you alone? Did it get eaten? What inspired you to do it?" I'll go first and kick this topic thread off. My first time was about 10 years ago. I was curious about eating my cum, but couldn't bring myself to actually do it. Somewhere online I heard about someone coming on a Burger King Whopper. The internet. It's going to be the downfall of us. I got to thinking about that and figured maybe if I couldn't see or taste my cum, I'd be able to eat it. What's the purpose of eating? Why would you want to eat your own cum if you can't taste it or see it? You know what I mean? What's the point of that? So I went to the nearby BK and bought a cheeseburger. When I got home, I took a bite and put it down on a plate. I removed the top bun and I began to masturbate. As I was stroking, I paused to take another bite of the burger. I ended up eating the whole burger before I could reach orgasm. I must have been too hungry. Well, I was determined not to give up, so I went back out again. This time I thought I'd try a taco, since Taco Bell was closer to home. I bought extra tacos in case I was still too hungry. This guy has no self-control whatsoever. You can't wait to eat your fucking taco until you jizz on it? Christ. Once back home, I unfolded the first taco and resumed... Oh, okay, they were soft tacos. Okay. I was concerned that maybe the semen would make the taco soggy. So that's a good idea that he went with the soft. I unfolded the first taco and resumed masturbating. Seeing the open taco on the plate, I imagined what it would be like shooting a big load. I imagined it would drizzle across the lettuce and cheese, seeping down to the meat. Then I would fold the taco and enjoy my first come-on-food eating experience. That's not quite what ended up happening. I shot my load into the taco as planned, but it all went in one big glob on one side of the taco instead of spread out like I had imagined. Now, I've never actually seen a load of semen and sperm in a taco. It looked really exciting at first, but only a few minutes later, it started to look disgusting. I was determined not to waste food, so I refolded the taco and tried to eat it. I figured I'd eat the side without the cum first. No, that's the mistake. What you want to do is you want to eat the cum side first. That way, if you don't like the taste, then you quickly eat the other side of the taco. You know what I mean? Now you've eaten the only cum-free portion of the taco, and you're stuck, you know, with whatever's left. This guy's such an idiot. Why don't people consult with me over these things? I figured I'd eat the side. I get so angry at these people. I figured I'd eat the side without the cum first and then try to eat the cummy side, thinking I might quickly regain my interest in eating it. Unfortunately, I didn't. I tossed the taco in the trash after only one bite. Now, for some guys, that is as far as they'll go, but I wanted to actually successfully manage to eat my cum. Now it's like a challenge for him. It's on like Donkey Kong, right? Alright, I knew it would be easier if I could neither see it nor taste it, and I would need some time to get my desire up again after orgasm. Look, what? Don't fight it. If you don't want it, if you don't want to taste your own cum, don't worry about it. You don't have to. My solution was spaghetti sauce. It was perfect. Pour some sauce into a saucepan, then I can hold the pan in one hand while stroking with the other and shoot my load into the sauce easily enough without overshooting it and spilling any. I again lost my interest in eating it, but by the time I'd cooked the noodles, heated the sauce, and sat down to eat, I was no longer bothered by the thought of my splooge being in the spaghetti sauce. It was a success. It was pretty erotic, but no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't taste any difference in the sauce. I needed to try with more than a single shot of cum. I found if I kept a bottle of spaghetti sauce in the fridge, usually only half full, I could jerk off into it every day for a few days in a row. That would let me mix multiple loads into my meal without the fear of a friend stopping by for a visit, getting a beer out of the fridge, and finding my cum supply. Nowadays, losing my appetite for cum rarely ever happens, and almost never when I come on food, although I haven't been doing it very much lately. Well, that's my story. Thanks for reading. The hell is wrong with these people? Like, either you like cum or you don't. You shouldn't have to mask it with, you know, ground beef and spaghetti sauce and shit. Just don't take your cum. Virtual M writes in, my first time was probably in my ice cream. I didn't think too highly of it. I didn't like it that sweet or cold. Okay. My favorite... Oh, he didn't like his cum that sweet or cold. That was the problem with coming in the ice cream. My favorite is my cum in room temperature yogurt. On the fruit or on the bottom. All right. Here's another one. Sean Kidd writes in, the first time I ate my own cum on food was as a teenager soon after I started being able to cum. I baked a frozen pizza, put a couple of slices on my plate, and then jacked off onto the slices and ate them. I was so turned on by it that I was able to do it again for the next couple of slices. Very nice. And finally, a girl chimes in. Bebop says, I knew I'd love cum on food. I was about 22 when I first tried it and had wanted to for ages. I asked my ex if he would cum on my sandwich. He did, but thought I was crazy. He didn't get off on it at all. I made a peanut butter sandwich. Ooh, peanut butter and cum. PB&C. And opened it and told him to pull his cock and cum for me. When he was really close, I told him to aim for the peanut butter. He came heaps. So much that it was dripping off the sides. I quickly put the other piece of bread on top and tried not to lose any cum and ate it. Mmm, I loved it. I knew I would and got him to come on food quite often after that. So there you go. That's what's happening on comeonfood.net, the one and only come on food fetish forum. Check it out. Maybe I'll put a link on my Twitter sheet. I've got a couple pieces of audio, and the first one kind of ties in to come on food. The very first part of this clip is a guy licking up his own cum off of a bitch's leg, I guess. He's supposedly like a teacher somehow managed to have sex with this girl. I don't think she really wanted it, but he blew his wad all over her, and now she's instructing him to lick it off.
Listen, baby, listen. Try to calm down.
Hey, fuck you!
Try to calm down.
Clean this shit off. Lick it off, at least. Oh, you... Mr. Lightsor!
Serena, you need to know this really helps your algebra grade, baby. You know, I have some ideas.
You licking off your own cum, that somehow helps her algebra grade?
Sure.
Serena, you need to know this really helps your algebra grade, baby. You know, I have some ideas on how we can get you from an F to a B.
Oh my goodness.
Within 30 minutes.
I think you already did.
Serena, here, you got a little bit more.
Acting.
Your ass is right there.
She's kicking with the balls.
Serena, try to calm down. Let's try to look at the bright side here.
Bright side.
Serena, you'll learn to love me. You'll learn to love me. Just calm down.
You're talking.
This is from a website called, like, you know, like ballbustertriplex.com or something like that.
Just calm down.
You're talking crazy. Just shut up.
Come on, cookies. Ball busting. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Whatever the hell your name is.
Don't you want it to be your last name?
Well, I want my transfer.
Serena Lexor. Endure this pain because of my love for you, Serena.
Yeah, whatever, you fucking stupid ass.
Oh, you'll see what I'm saying to you.
Come on me now.
Everybody will be jealous when I take you to the prom, baby.
Try to come on me now with my high heels in your nutsack.
Don't really love me. Just calm down.
You're talking crazy. Just shut up. Shut up. Just shut up, Mr.
Shut up! Oh, the way she talks. She's so stupid.
Shut the hell up. Just
alright.
Yeah, this is fun.
Jagu. Okay, you getting ready there?
Yeah! Say my name, bitch.
Serena!
Okay. And finally, before we get into the news today... If you guys live in Austin, Texas, you've probably heard of the Alamo Draft House. It is a movie theater that also serves beer and food. It sounds fantastic. Apparently, they have a couple rules. One, you're not supposed to text during the movie. It's annoying. No one wants to see your fucking cell phone, you know, light up and all that other crap. Some bitch did not learn this rule and was promptly kicked out. Here is an angry voicemail she left to the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys actually enjoy treating your customers like a piece of shit, because that's how I felt when I went to the Alamo Draft House. Okay?
Okay.
You know what? I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to text in your little crappy-ass theater.
Put your fucking cell phone down for, you know, like, 10 fucking minutes. Just watch the movie. That's why you're there. Drink your stupid beer and watch the movie.
It was too fucking dark in that place for me to find my seat, all right? I was using my phone as a flashlight to get to my fucking seat.
That's not why you were kicked out.
Excuse me for using my phone in USA, United States of America.
Yeah, that's right.
Where you are free to text.
I think she's a little drunk.
In USA, United States of America, where you are free to text in a theater. I was not aware that I couldn't text in your theater, all right? I've texted in all the other theaters in Austin, and no one ever gave a fuck about what I was doing with my fucking phone, all right? And it was on silent. It wasn't on loud. It wasn't bothering anybody. You guys, obviously, were being assholes to me, and... I'm sure that's what you do, you know, to rip people off. You take my money me out. You know, I will never be coming back to your Alamo Draft House or whatever. I'd rather go to a regular theater where people are actually...
What kind of theater would you like to go to?
To your Alamo Draft House or whatever. I'd rather go to a regular theater where people are actually polite. And, you know, I'm going to tell everyone about how shitty you are. And I'm pretty sure you guys are being assholes on purpose. So thanks for making me feel like a customer. Thanks for taking my money, asshole.
Well, yes, this is the United States of America, for Christ's sakes. What country do we live in? All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now.
Mm-hmm.
not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows, stuff like that. As a matter of fact, yesterday we did an extended show. Tomorrow's program will be Sideshow exclusive, so if you want to catch those, sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, Lemon Party, Goatsy, Tub Girl. These are all images that are hilarious. We grew up with them. We were grossed out by them. We shared them with friends and family. These are internet classics, and Tennessee wants to take them away from us. They want to fine you and put you behind bars for sharing, you know, pictures of people eating shit or old men having sex with one another. I don't want to live in a world where elderly man orgies are against the law. That's not the US of A I believe in. A new Tennessee law makes it a crime to transmit or display an image online that is likely to frighten, intimidate, or cause emotional distress to someone who sees it. Violations can get you up to a year in jail or $2,500 in fines. The ban on distressing images was signed by Governor Bill Haslam last week, and it's also an update to an existing law. Tennessee law already makes it a crime to make phone calls, send emails, or otherwise communicate directly with someone in a manner the sender, quote, reasonably should know would cause emotional distress to the recipient. The new legislation adds images to the list of communications that can trigger criminal liability. But for image postings, the emotionally distressed individual need not be the intended recipient. Anyone who sees the image is a potential victim. All right, the law sounds kind of unconstitutional. As a matter of fact, constitutional scholar Eugene Volokh points out how broad the legislation is. The law doesn't require that the picture be of the victim, nor would the government need to prove that you intended the image to be distressing. He points out that a wide variety of images, like pictures of Muhammad, or blasphemous jokes about Jesus Christ, or, pretty much anything that's been covered on Distorted View. Thank God this is an audio program and not some sort of picture slideshow. It was my first idea for DV. I'll do a daily PowerPoint presentation of gross shit. Alright, Gawker has picked up this story. They say, beyond the obvious fecal scattering, decapitation, and other horrific things that spill forth from the internet... That's what the internet's for. The law is broad enough to affect lots of benign images, like a picture of a spooky ghost. That could frighten someone. A picture of your friend's ex. What I'm saying is Tennessee is a stupid, stupid state, and if you live there, get out now. Yes. Gawker ends their piece with, "The internet thrives on the perverse." To that I say, internet, you are welcome. The grotesque and the radical. It's part of what makes it so exciting and wonderful. The filth is fertile. Don't stop us from planting shit blossoms, Tennessee. I love Gawker. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. This could have been a Distorted View, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report Extra Edition Tonight story. However, the subject of the story is barely an actor. He's barely a person. He's a dwarf. Dude is weird looking. I mean, his head is shaped like a light bulb. Like, at the bottom, it's real narrow, and then at the top, where his brain is at, it's huge. A huge, bulbous head. It's really bizarre. A dwarf who appeared in the Harry Potter and Star Wars films is facing jail time after indecently exposing himself to a schoolgirl on a train. Nicholas Reed, who stands 4 feet 5 inches, oh, isn't that precious, sat next to the 17-year-old as he performed an indecent act. She was taller than him. She could squish him with her foot. The teenager told the court she was too scared to say anything, really? Scared of a 4 foot 5 inch dwarf with a freak head? Come on. Reed, 40, who played an Ewok in the 1983 film Star Wars Return of the Jedi, and a... I don't know, and some sort of goblin in 2001's Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, had drunk half a bottle of gin, oh, that'll fuck up a dwarf, and was feeling merry. His words. He covered his lap with a bowler hat he had been wearing and promptly fondled himself. He denied this and claimed the hat was not on the overhead racks because he couldn't reach them. Yeah. Yesterday, when he stood in the witness box, he could barely be seen. The girl, who could not be named for legal reasons, was traveling on a train from London when Reed sat in the aisle seat next to her. Speaking from behind a screen, she said, "He placed his hat on his crotch. I saw a movement, and I didn't know whether to believe it. I looked in the reflection of the window and saw his hand move up under his hat. He tried to catch my attention, tilting his hat up, looking at his crotch area, and then looking at me a few times." The behavior continued for between 30 and 40 minutes. That's a good stroke session, especially for a dwarf, of the 55-minute journey. The schoolgirl, now 18, wept as she... Why are you crying? That's funny. If I was 17 years old on a train and I saw a dwarf masturbating in front of me, I'd be whipping out my cell phone. This is YouTube shit. She tried to move away, but she was against the window, pressed against the glass. She was trapped. Girls are stupid. Always the victim. The girl said that when she got off the train, he put his legs onto the seat, leaving his hat on his crotch, and I had to squeeze past him, she added. I was shaking and a bit distressed. Recorder Richard Bond said he was considering a custodial sentence or a suspended sentence with treatment on a sex offender's course. One of the questions I asked myself is whether, if I send him to prison for a short sentence, he'll be out in a flash. Reed will be sentenced next month, so... there you go. Final story we have for you today. Does Alaska have a huge meth problem? Because I think maybe they do. Police say a 32-year-old man punched a 7-year-old girl in the head while trying to steal her bicycle Sunday. The girl was knocked unconscious and is in critical but stable condition. The incident happened at about 4:45 p.m. Byron Edward Savinsky, 32, was taken into custody at the scene, but was sent to a local hospital for medical evaluation. Savinsky lives in the neighborhood. Apparently, what happened... Minutes before the girl was beaten up, the man had accosted a 17-year-old boy outside the apartment building where the young man lives. Savinsky is reported to have grabbed a bag from the boy and started going through it. He eventually gave it back, though. The boy's father told the man to leave. As the father tried to shut the door of their home, Savinsky punched the father in the face with his fist. Savinsky then walked down the road and came across the little girl. This is my favorite part of the story here. Witnesses told police he tried to force her off her bike, and when that didn't work, struck her in the head and knocked her to the ground. What do you mean, when that didn't work? He tried to force... He couldn't force a 7-year-old off of her bike? That's so sad. It's embarrassing for this guy, really. Yes, after that didn't work, he struck her in the head and knocked her to the ground. She lost consciousness. He punched her several more times, you know, for good measure. That's for not getting off your bike when I asked you to. And then went through her pockets. He's obviously trying to find meth money. 7-year-olds don't carry around that much cash, though. Police arrived and ordered the man to the ground. He fought being taken into custody, and police handcuffed both his feet and his hands. Well, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me loud and clear, please.
Hey, Tim, this is Austin from Indiana. Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you that I've had a TMB moment just driving my car listening to your show. Because I work at Taco Bell, and for the past 5 months now, whenever some person comes through the drive-thru and they sound black, I always put mild sauce in their bag. And I'm pretty sure there's only been one time that they didn't want mild sauce. And he was a very, you know, dapper-looking, you know, suburbs kind of black man. So I just wanted to call, and I really like the TMB kind of intro thing.
That's so interesting. I didn't realize that black people like mild sauce when it comes to Taco Bell. All right, interesting stereotype.
Hey, Tim, it's Fleshy Fucker Matt in Kansas, and I'm getting real sick of people calling in and thinking that you're Cheryl Murkowski, even though your imitation of Cheryl Murkowski doesn't sound like Cheryl Murkowski. Anybody who knows anything, obviously, you're the alter ego behind Lady Raptastic. So, right. Yeah, because everybody that I know that listens to Distorted View got turned on to you from her show, and she went away after a couple of years, and then you started posting more shows and longer shows.
Oh,
so what do you think of that? Theory. Yeah, that's right. I figured it out, buddy.
Isn't Lady Raptastic still around, though? I know she's friends with Reels Murkowski.
Hey, Tim, I was just listening to your 428 show, and you were talking about how somebody... Oh, yeah, the 33-year-old near-dead getting grossed out by drinking piss, and you're like... Oh, yeah, you know, it was so much worse things, you know? It's like you're You said you were grossed out by drinking vomit, and I've said before that I'm grossed out by hearing cum snorting. But it made me think
we all have our thing.
An experience I had where I was going to lick up my girlfriend's vomit because we were rolling on ecstasy, and she had puked, and I thought there was ecstasy in her vomit. So I start to go lick it up, and my friends and her were like, no, don't do it. And I didn't do it.
That's
my daily dose of double standard.
The things you do when you're on ecstasy, you know what I mean? So you thought when she puked, there would be traces of ecstasy in there. So in your mind, in your drug-hazed mind, if you thought if you licked up her vomit, you'd get some of the effects of the ecstasy. Nice.
Yeah. There is no Tim Murkowski. Cheryl Henson is Tim Murkowski.
All right, thank you.
Hey, boo, you buy music online? Motherfucker Ping, right? Ping, fuck you. I don't follow. Fuck you, follow. I lead faggot, Ping. It's an enemy summary, asshole.
I don't know what he's talking. Oh, Ping. Like, iTunes Ping? Yeah, I mean, I think I signed up for that. I don't use it, though. I don't know anyone who uses that shit. Awful.
Hey, boo, you buy.
Next up.
Lifetime Lady Freak Red Menace here.
Hello, Red Menace.
I just came
Lady
from,
Freak.
Like, an
pussy
actual
puppy.
Funeral.
Pussy. What the fuck ever.
Lifetime Lady Freak Red Menace here.
Dimension Pussy Posse.
I just came from, like, an actual funeral, which, oh my god,
full
it was
walls.
Terrible. Like, after sitting through an hour and a half of some guy going, hallelujah, can I get an amen? I'm starting to think that your funeral and ice crematorium is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Tim,
well,
thanks.
Franchise opportunities exist, just so you know. Contact me.
Did you go to Tim Haley's comment calling up about the people complaining about how pregnant women act? And I just got to say, my wife, when she was pregnant with our child, didn't give me any of that grief. She didn't act that way. A very strong independent streak, didn't want to be treated like a delicate flower, like she was about to shatter, like she was helpless. She even continued glass blowing right up until she was around 8.5 months pregnant, which I'm quite impressed by. She, however, was commenting on the fact that our, as of that point, unborn child was straining towards the heat of the furnace full of molten glass whenever she got caught to it. And it took a little extra work to keep her balance. But she wasn't
lava baby.
She was quite amused by it. So
that might have been good, you know, all that heat for the pregnancy, you know.
Hey, Tim, it's
a
Alex.
Incubator.
Hey, Tim, it's Alex. It's Saturday morning, May 28th. I don't know when you'll play this. You'll probably be playing this sometime in June. Like, I'd say first or second week of June. But I was calling in because I was listening to your old shows, and you were talking about test markets and everything else about sodas. And then this reminded me of what was going on in Pittsburgh and the Allegheny County area in general. Was we were the test market, and probably a few other places around us were, for Mormon. They were actually advertising Mormon on TV and on giant billboards talking about how Mormon is the right thing to do and how people are happy with Mormon. So this gives me another reason to hate the Mormon religion.
I've seen Mormon commercials.
Yeah, in general.
What do you mean that we're a test market for
I just tell you how much more I can hate religion for you, Tim. All right, I love being so I should remember.
Yes.
Do more weekend shows.
Yeah,
bye, Tim.
Okay, thank you. A lot of soda news. A lot of new products coming out. Pitch Black. I know a lot of you guys, I don't like it, but a lot of you guys enjoy the Mountain Dew Pitch Black. It's coming back for a limited time. Got myself a 12-pack of that. Supernova's back. Mountain Dew Supernova, and also 7-Up Retro, which is like, throwback. It's made with real sugar. That's very good.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's good to see you, Dave, here from New Jersey.
Hi.
Tim, number one, I want to thank you a lot for, you know, any time you mention me, because, you know, it just makes my day get hard. Number two, I know I probably failed on charting the Earth and the Moon and this and that and stars and the Moon to see when you're going to play this, but my birthday is June 2nd. I was just wondering if you could, you know, say happy birthday to me. And the two other things real quick. Number one, what's your favorite coffee? Like, if you're going out and, like, going to get a coffee, what's your favorite brand of coffee? You know, like, if you're just, you know, going out and driving, you're going to pick up some coffee, what kind of coffee do you like?
We've got Starbucks here. I enjoy my hazelnut lattes.
From a store. And the other thing is, for all the people who,
anything similar to that, the caribou coffee.
Complaining about you. You know, okay, look, I've been a subscriber to the Jason Show ever since his first shows, and he quits after about a month. Then he, like, lays low for an entire year, then he comes back and he comes to you begging to get promotion. So, you know, if they want to complain, then have them listen to the Jason Show and then complain about the year after. So, yeah, whatever.
You're a fan of the Jason Show? I can't believe that. Why are you subscribing to that?
Timmy Poo Poo. Sideshow, Lifetime Sideshow, Scary Bob here. You know, I think about things for a while before I decide, you know, and I just thought about it for about a week now, and I just wanted to let you know that, no, unfortunately, I do not cry for Nigger Dick, so just, I don't know if you're keeping track, but just wanted you to know. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you, everyone, for the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
In USA, United States of America.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you are sideshow freaks, I will see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, come back on Friday. We'll end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Ming Dynasty!